The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, I'm joined now by Dr. Deirdre Giblin, Director of Development and External Engagement at the National College of Ireland, and by Aidan McGuinness, Chairman of Sigma Recruitment Consultants and a founder of Ireland Gateway to Europe. I might start with you first, Aidan. How successful has the trip been? We're Friday. We all came. It's been a long road we've travelled together over the last 5 days. How successful? How happy are you with it all?
Well, it's great. I mean, if we spoke about sort of friend raising and the serendipity of meeting loads of people, I think we achieved that. We met 500. Great week. Obviously, the Congress and the Irish Ambassador's residence, she was great. Were impressive. But stuff like going to Delaware and meeting startups and to see the real engagement, honestly, with 50 of our guys over there, already things are happening, you know, in terms of investment both ways. So we're delighted. We're not quite done yet. You're right, a long week. Be glad for a rest, but really enjoyed it.
Good. And in terms of making contacts and meeting people, how successful was it?
It was brilliant. You know, I was saying to Deirdre earlier when we were talking about, say, the dinner on the first night where Maureen Payson, the World Trade Centre, orchestrated a beautiful dinner. So there was loads of engagement, shared tables. You know, we probably had 150 guests, maybe 50 of us. So, and real outcomes. I mean, they were very proactive. You know, in the US, they're very direct what they want. You know, we're maybe a bit more subtle in saying we want you guys to engage. But it used to be exchanging of business cards. It's probably more exchanging LinkedIn connections right now. But we know there will be follow-up meetings and we enjoyed it for that.
Okay. Deirdre, with your National College of Ireland hat on, how was the trip for you?
It's been amazing. So this is all about being access for me for the college. So the college is founded on the principle of access, 75 years old this year. But for me to meet with 9 universities in Washington, 3 in Delaware and 2 in Philadelphia, I couldn't have done that on my own. So the Gateway crew and particularly the World Trade Center team facilitated that. So talking about meetings and tangible outcomes, I have meetings set up for reciprocal visits in June and September. And what I want out of this, and this will happen, is student exchange, student mobility. And when I look at the how do I do that with students who may not be able to afford to do it themselves or their families, I'm with a group of 50 founders, investors, entrepreneurs and philanthropists who will make that happen.
Okay. So from your point of view, there's very practical, tangible results. And it sounds like pretty early practical, tangible
very
results.
Very early and very successful.
Okay. Was there a highlight of the trip for you?
The highlight for me actually was Delaware, which people were surprised at. So Washington, amazing. Philadelphia, beautiful city. Delaware, for me, was the innovation, the startup scene, and the fact I never knew that 60% of the Fortune 500 companies are incorporated out of Delaware. That brings a really dynamic vibrancy to a state that I think has been overlooked over the years.
Okay. Aidy, for you, what was there a one particular highlight?
Yeah.
Or talk us through all your highlights.
Look, there was loads. It was lovely to go to Congress, all the experience of Washington at an interesting time. Typically, when we're with you guys on Gateway, we have interesting times. So we were 200 yards from the assassination attempt on Saturday night. But honestly, I agree with you. Yesterday was a good day. We were in Delaware. And we're used to all the glam and big corporate stuff. These were small companies talking about their stuff. And even last night, it's a long story. We partnered with Villanova. So Eamon Coughlin helped us to get into this beautiful space. It was an old inn, George Washington. And you were supposed to interview Benjamin Franklin. But one of our members, Fiona Moen, interviewed Benjamin
Franklin. I was otherwise engaged.
I know you're otherwise engaged. I'm joking.
Work duties.
I know. I'm joking.
I'd love to have done it.
It was actually a great experience. So, you know, we did want to acknowledge and recognize 250 years of American independence. And we did it in a sort of light way, although it was factually correct and just great engagement. So every day was sort of different, Shane, you know, and I suppose different people take different things. And that's probably the way we work. You know, we're well-structured, high-quality events, but we do have to be, I hate the word agile, fluid in what we do during the week.
Okay. Deirdre, we were chatting earlier on and you were saying you were kind of surprised that one of the big things that came up a lot was Ireland's presidency of the EU upcoming.
Absolutely. I didn't even think there'd been an awareness of it. So in Ireland, we're very aware and we're very proud of that. But a lot was talked about of the three next EU presidents. And what are they talking about? And they were talking about Ireland, Lithuania and Greece. And your own Jess was on a fantastic panel where we talked about things like the EU Digital Services Act and the kind of standoff between the approaches from America and the US. And talking to people that day, they were saying, we have great faith that Ireland and the skills that she have, and particularly the skills that Taoiseach has mentioned around being able to do something. I'm going, no pressure, guys.
Okay. Aidy, was that something you were surprised by?
Yes. And do you know what? Last year, under the current administration here, there's obviously tensions, right? And we either got people apologising for their administration or people being sort of belligerent, like a bull in the china shop. This year, there was a lot more candour, I felt. You know, we did have a good guy, Joe Costa, from CNN, sort of setting the scene the first time and on the first morning. And that was really interesting, you know, and also getting the briefing from the IDA about a very honest view about the scene. But people are a lot more candid about the weaponization of trade. And, you know, the general principle, as you guys are probably hearing all week, is all the more reason to come here and develop those relationships if the high-level authorities with tariffs and stuff are making business difficult both ways, you know. And I hope you guys got a sense, because Deirdre and I hopefully explain it, just the collegiality and the energy and the willingness to give for all our guys who are here on our own dime, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd ask Deirdre to take photographs. I think, honestly, she took 500 photographs. Dr. Deirdre Giblin, and she's a photographer. And then at low notice, I'd ask her to introduce a speaker. So, and everyone bought into that principle, you know. So we joke about the social elements, but that's where a lot of the magic happens.
Yeah, Deirdre?
Yeah, I'd just like to say the collegiality between the group is huge. I came back with ideas from the universities. I could sit down with very high-level investors in Ireland and say, how could I do that? How could that be monetized? What is the value for my students in doing that? I walk away with a 3 or 5 point business plan from that. My boss better be happy when I go back to the college with all this.
Aidy, I suppose, I mean, there will be people listening to this who are involved in business and we're thinking, well, maybe that might be something I could get involved with. I presume you're always looking to encourage new people to get involved.
Yeah, we're not commercial, so we're not necessarily selling anything, but absolutely, gatewaytoeurope.org. We'll tell the story. There's a lot on LinkedIn. We probably we can very, very quickly about what we need to do on the trips, you know. And I say this because it's true, not to be nice. I mean, you guys are very much part of the energy and the collegiality and very much part of the whole trip, you know. So we truly appreciate that as well. But yeah.
A lot of collegiality last night.
Yeah.
Till the early hours.
Yeah.
I have no voice left.
Yeah. I mean, look, we take it very seriously, but absolutely with our guests and with ourselves, we have dinners four to five nights.
You put in the hours.
We're very happy to socialize as well as to have all the business content.
Last question: Do you already start thinking about 2027?
You know, I think we said at the start of the week. Truthfully, we probably have more cities and states begging us to go there. You know, if we're saying bilateral. We're aware these states want Irish business going over there. You know, the fact that you've been hearing all week that Ireland is number 5 investor in US. So we've a lot of them. So we've a lot to consider. And the welcome we got in Delaware, I mean, thanks to Maureen Pace and the World Trade Center, the welcome we got in Washington and here in Philadelphia have been amazing. So we've a lot to consider, yeah.
Okay. Aidy McGuinness, Deirdre Giblin, thank you both so much for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.